This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. This is the saddest time of year for me. Why? Because the summer months are gone and we're coming into eventually winter. We're going to spend some time with Sam Calagione. He's the founder of Dogfish Head Craft Brewery and Distillery and a James Beard Award winner. Sam, welcome to Late Night Health.
It's wonderful to be here with you, Mark.
Labor Day is days away. Barbecues and lots of beer and cocktails. What is a great way of making our end of summer bash, unforgettable?
So I would say this summer, to extend your summer infinitely into the autumn, you need the hottest package in AlcBev, which is going to be from the fast-growing segment of spirits-based canned cocktails. And Dogfish Head, we've been brewing for over 30 years, almost 30 years, Mark, and distilling for over 20 years. So Dogfish Head's canned cocktails are a must-have for your Labor Day bash.
One of my favorite drinks is an old-fashioned. Are there old fashions now in cans from Dogfish?
There's canned cocktails for everyone. In our case, we brew different kinds of spirits. So old fashions are a whiskey based, I believe. And Dogfish Head, while we make delicious award-winning full-proof whiskeys, we don't have a whiskey canned cocktail. What we found is selling really, really well for us are cocktails made with our vodka, made with tequila, and made with rum.
I saw one of them, which my wife would like. That would be vodka lemonade, I think, is one of your go-tos, right?
That's not just a go-to. It's our number one selling cocktail, Mark. So your wife has excellent taste. That one's called our Strawberry Honeyberry Vodka Lemonade, and it's in our best-selling mixed variety pack, which is the Bar Cart Vodka Mix Pack. And that's the pack I'd recommend your listeners bring to the Labor Day or whatever their end of summer bash is going to be, because there's four different cocktail recipes in that eight pack, two 12-ounce cans of each. Every Dogfish can cocktail is made with two real fruits and two plus proof shots. So it's a real, culinary mixology cocktail experience.
We have to go back when you started Dogfish Head Brewery. How did you come up with the name Dogfish?
Yeah, so I realize it sounds like a goofy name to a lot of people, but it's a place for me. So people have heard of Hilton Head, Carolina. Dogfish Head's a jut of land off of Midcoast, Maine, where my folks have a summer cabin. And I wanted our brewery to have a very whimsical name and put next to each other some words that sound fun but are unexpected to be next to each other, because that's our approach to creating recipes, whether it's for beers or for canned cocktails. We want to surprise and delight people with unexpected combinations of flavor, which is, again, why every one of our canned cocktail has two hero fruits. So like another one I'd recommend would be the delicious Blood Orange and Mango Vodka Crush, two hero fruits in there. And then we even have a whole line, like right now, the hottest trend in AlcBev, one of them is tropical flavors and recipes. And that's a great way to extend your fall, is to lean into tropical flavor. So we have another bar cart besides the vodka mix pack called the Tropical Mix Pack. And that one has a strawberry lime tequila margarita in it and an orange rum Mai Tai as well.
And, as we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas, will there be a pumpkin flavor?
We actually saved the delicious pumpkin spice experience for the beer side of our portfolio. So while we don't do a canned cocktail that is pumpkin featured, we do our pumpkin ale. That said, a beautiful cocktail that we do well that will work well in as an autumnal experience would be one that we do that is a passion fruit citrus vodka mule. So it's got that nice warming ginger in it that you'd expect in a mule. That's awesome for colder autumnal evenings.
As we wrap up summer, what have been some of the big trends?
So, yeah, I would say the biggest trend that we see in Outbev is these tropical flavors. Whether in the beer world, you have the sort of coconut, juicy, hazy IPAs, or in the canned cocktail world, leaning into flavors like coconut, or like we do pineapple, a very tropical flavor for our pineapple orange rum Mai Tai. So I would say the word is tropical, and Dogfish Head has you covered there with the Dogfish Head Bar Cart Tropical Mix Pack.
And I'm assuming that there's two sides to Dogfish. One is beer and one is the cocktails. Am I correct?
Yeah, we are multifaceted. Like our rallying cry is off-centered goodness for off-centered people. We don't just make beer. We don't just make cocktails. We have a beautiful beer and cocktail themed hotel that we run called the Dogfish Inn here in coastal Delaware. We have different restaurants. We own Chesapeake and Maine, a seafood restaurant. We own a wood-fired restaurant. So we want it to be an experiential brand. But certainly, the biggest platform for that experience is our passion for bringing out culinary flavors and beverages.
I was sneaking a look at dogfish.com, and I saw that at least in one of your seafood restaurants, you had a $15 complete lobster dinner. I wish I was closer to you for 15 bucks. Wow, it's almost worth the trip across the country, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we are very passionate about our food program and our food pairing program. So if you can't get to us, you can still do the Dogfish food pairing program by picking up one of our variety packs of canned cocktails and pairing it with your Labor Day grilled meal. For example, that best-selling cocktail I mentioned, the strawberry vodka, honeyberry vodka lemonade. The perfect partner for that is a grilled lemon pepper chicken with fresh fruit. The cocktail is very complex and super refreshing, but it's also pretty dry, so it's a great partner for a grilled chicken dish.
And what about barbecue itself? I do a Kansas City barbecue myself. And is there something that you can recommend for that?
Yeah, for a Kansas City barbecue, which I believe would be on the sweeter side, I would go for our blood orange mango vodka crush. You know, a lot of barbecue chefs, when they make their sauces, one of the secret ingredients is mango. It just goes really great with barbecue. So the blood orange mango vodka crush would be my go-to for your big Kansas City night.
And for those who are doing barbecues and celebrating Labor Day, recipes and are found at dogfish.com.
Yeah, not only are recipes found at dogfish.com, but your listeners can go there. We have this really cool feature on our website called Fish Finder. And your listeners just have to plug in their zip code and which Dogfish canned cocktail they're looking for. And it'll populate a page that'll show what retail stores near your listeners have carried or are carrying our canned cocktails.
I was actually in the market the other day. I think it was yesterday. The days are rolling into each other, and I saw them at one of the markets here in the Southern California area. As we wrap up, have you always been a beer? Were you a beer drinker before you became a beer maker?
I was. In fact, I got kicked out of my high school for smuggling beer on campus in my hockey bag. So I have a long career as a beer lover and a beer seller.
Listen, Sam, thank you very much. Happy end of summer to you. And if you want information on making your end of summer bash really great, visit dogfish.com. That's dogfish.com. I'm Mark Allen, and this is Late Night Health.